This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One way to think about insurance is as an indicator of risk tolerance, right? How much you think you need protection against this or that unpleasant thing happening. It seems, according to the U.S. Travel Insurance Association, we are wanting more protection against bad things happening to our travel plans. Travel insurance spending, the group says, is up almost 20% the past couple of years. Ashley Montite has that one.
Humphrey Ralston and his wife have traveled a lot in the last few decades. He's from England. She's from Maine. Most of their trips have been to visit family here and abroad. They've never bought travel insurance.
We've never really discussed it, never felt the need to discuss it. You know, travel for us has been pretty routine.
Until now. They're both in their 60s and retired. And next spring, they're planning a big, expensive trip to Israel and Jordan. The first vacation they've taken, just the two of them, since their honeymoon in 1989. This time, they're taking out insurance.
There's potential terrorism, there's potential conflict on a greater scale. And if you combine that with the fact that both of us have parents, you know, into their 90s, you know, not in the best of health, there's always a chance that while we're on vacation or just as about we're going to go on vacation, something terrible could happen.
Their policy will reimburse them if they cancel their trip or have to head home early. It also covers medical evacuation, even search and rescue if they get lost in the desert. It's costing them more than $1,000. That's because insurance is calculated as a percentage of the trip cost, usually between 4 and 8%. And the older you are, the pricier the insurance. Dan Durazzo is communications director for Allianz Global Assistance. He says there's good reason more people are paying up.
We think that's because the world has become a very unpredictable place.
Growing terrorism in Europe is spooking American travelers into buying insurance. But fires and hurricanes in the U.S. are also playing a part.
For Irma and Maria, we saw a lot of people canceling their trips because they couldn't travel to their destination in either Florida or the Caribbean.
His company received 14,000 claims from Irma alone, partly because Orlando, a huge tourist destination, was in the path of the storm. And he says they expect to pay most of them. Those people had the foresight to buy insurance ahead of hurricane season. But if you wait too long, you'll have a problem, says Stan Stanberg. He's co-founder of travelinsurance.com, an insurance comparison site.
One has to purchase the insurance before a storm is named in order to be able to get coverage.
Still, natural disasters put future travelers on guard. In the days after Hurricane Irma became a Category 5 storm in September, insurance purchases on Stanberg's site shot up. But he says it's not just specific events that are fueling sales. It's demographics, too. Lately, millennial travelers have been the fastest growing group of insurance buyers on the site. He says they'll often buy extra protection for action-packed getaways.
Some plans will actually provide what's called hazardous sports coverage or adventure travel coverage. So we're seeing that as a trend in the industry as well.
And there are more baby boomers, like first-time insurance buyer Humphrey Ralston. He and his wife want to tick experiences off their bucket list while they're energetic and healthy.
I can't wait. I mean, I haven't been to Israel since 1976.
When he worked on a kibbutz in the desert and slept in a wooden hut. This time, the accommodations will be a lot more stylish, and his investment is covered. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.